Good evening, folks, a big hello. We're here to start the Crosby Show. There's lots of laughs and plenty of fun, so settle back with a milder one.
Sound off.
For Chesterfield.
Sound off.
For Chesterfield.
Try a pack of Chesterfields and do it.
Today.
Someone waits for me.
This is Ken Carpenter. Welcome you to the Bing Crosby Show for Chesterfield, produced and transcribed in Hollywood with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judd Collins of the Mayors, and Bing's guests, Miss Patty Page and the Mills Brothers. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it gives me great pleasure to present the former amateur boxing champion of the Pacific Northwest, the Spokane Slugger, the Wenatchee Walloper, the Tacoma Tiger, battling Bing Crosby. Yes.
I hear bells. Something. Somebody answer that phone. What's going on there? Boy, look at their whole flock of them went over that side.
Chap, wait. Pull yourself together. Hold up. If you don't, Red Skelton's liable to sue you.
Oh, he's punching.
Wait a minute, Bing. What's the idea of doing Red Skelton's act?
I want CBS to think I'm on television.
Kind of a sneaky way to do it, don't you think?
Well, it's your fault. You started all this prize fighter dialogue. So I had to come out punching,
see? Bing,
You introduced me like that, I got to come out driving, throwing, circling,
well, the reason I gave you that big introduction as battling Bing Crosby was because I read in the paper that Bob Hope was an amateur boxer when he was a kid.
That's true. That's true. And he's doing a bit of boxing in his new movie, the one he's making now, too.
That's right.
Yes.
Did you see that picture in the paper of Hope throwing out his chest?
Well, he should have thrown that old thing in the ash can years ago. That chest of his looks like Benedict Canyon after the storm, doesn't it?
Just a second, Bing.
What?
Hope has quite a chest.
I'll get it.
Oh, big expansion.
Well, you'd have a big chest, too, if you carried a guy around to pump it up like he does. He's got a fella.
How could Bob have his chest pumped up?
Well, he's got connections.
Oh, I see. Well, no matter what you say, Hope's chest photographs beautifully. And he has the word champion tattooed.
Champion?
Yes, champion.
Isn't this fabulous?
It's tattooed clear across it. He must have been quite a fighter in his day.
Ken, that word champion on Hope's chest has nothing to do with fighting.
What do you mean?
He rents that space to the champion spark plug people.
This is incredible.
That's no kidding. Every Memorial Day, they unveil him at the Indianapolis races, out in the infield. He's out there.
Oh, wait. I just can't believe a champion on his chest is an ad.
Well, you think that's something? I wouldn't dare to tell you where he's got an ad for contour chairs.
Well, then you're right.
I'm the source. I'm the fount. Anything you want to know about Hope, just check with me.
Good.
Say, I got to get to the opening tune, Ken, if you'll excuse me.
Go ahead, yes.
Little tune, it has sort of the flavor of the Ozarks. Big hit now. Helen O'Connell, I think, has got the outstanding record on it. It's called Anytime. Anytime, John.
Anytime, anytime. Anytime at all.
Anytime. You're feeling lonely. Anytime you're feeling blue. Anytime you feel downhearted, that will prove your love for me is true. Anytime you're thinking about me, that's the time I'll be thinking of you. So anytime you say that you want me back again, that's the time I'll come back home to you.
Anytime, anytime, anytime you're feeling lonely. Anytime you're feeling blue.
Anytime that you feel downhearted, that will prove your love for me is true. Anytime you're thinking about me, that's the time I'll be thinking of you. So anytime you say that you want me back again, that's the time I'll come back home to you.
You name it, and I'll be there.
That's the time. I'll come back home to you.
Anytime will be the right time.
Now, a voice well known to millions, Westbrook Van Voorhees.
In a recent decision, the Federal Trade Commission says of brand X cigarettes that the use of diethylene glycol as a hygroscopic agent in the manufacture of X brand of cigarettes does not render such cigarettes non-irritating or less irritating than other leading brands of cigarettes using hygroscopic agents other than diethylene glycol.
If the Federal Trade decision has made you wonder about the contents of your cigarette, you can be glad if you're smoking Chesterfield.
Chesterfield gives you scientific facts and names its ingredients. Chesterfield uses tobaccos pre-tested by laboratory instruments for the most desirable smoking qualities, and kept tasty and fresh by the only tried and tested hygroscopic or moistening agents, proven by over 40 years of continuous use in USA tobacco products as entirely safe for use in the mouth. Pure, natural sugars, and chemically pure, harmless glycerol. Nothing else. Chesterfield has the newest and most modern research laboratories and factories staffed by experts. Outside independent consultants include many eminent scientists from leading universities.
Chesterfield has, for your smoking pleasure and protection, every advantage known to modern science.
One of the loveliest popular waltzes of all time is enjoying a popular revival this season. I wonder why you keep me waiting, Charmaine, my Charmaine. I wonder when bluebirds are made, will you come back again? I wonder if I keep on praying, will all our dreams come true? I wonder if you ever think of me, dear. I'm waiting, my charming, for you. And now to present our first guests of the evening. These boys are old friends of mine. I made many records with them way back when. Hate to tell you how long ago, but this is a real great vocal group. They got a style that's completely their own. Four fine fellas. The Mills Brothers. Boys. Boys.
right pleased that you come on over to the diggings tonight. What you going to sing, Harry? What's the boys got picked out?
Well, we thought we'd do Be My Life's Companion.
Well, you got a big record out on that, haven't you?
Oh,
that's
yes,
what
yes.
we're trying to do tonight, all the big hits. And that's a big hit for you, isn't it?
I hope.
Well, step right in here, men. Take over. You got all the equipment. Go, go.
Want no silver threads among the gold. Want no silver threads among the gold. Want no silver threads. Want some action instead. Want no silver threads among the gold. Be my life's companion and you'll never grow old. I'll love you so much that you'll never grow old. When there's joy in living, you just never grow old. You've got to stay young, 'cause you'll never grow old. People who are lonely can be old at 33. Don't let it happen to you. Don't let it happen to me. Be my life's companion and you'll never grow old. You'll never grow old. No, you'll never grow old. Love and youth and happiness are yours to have and hold. Be my life's companion and you'll never grow old. I know a man who's lonely and he's old at 33. No one wants to be old at 33. Your disposition sours like a lemon on a tree. Don't let it happen to you. Don't let it happen to me. Be my life's companion and you'll never grow old. Yes, I love you so much that you'll never grow old. Love and youth and happiness are yours to have and hold. Be my life's companion. Be my life's companion and you'll never grow old.
See now why that record's a big seller, Harry. Say, how about doing something together? We haven't sung together since the last time you were on the show.
Well, you know, we haven't done Up a Lazy River for a long time.
Oh,
Big.
Lazy River. Yeah. That's a real good one. Well, let's do that by all means.
Let it roll.
Yes.
Continue. Who opens this?
I do. I'm in a bad spot.
Up a lazy river by the old mill run. That lazy, lazy river in the noonday sun. Linger in the shade of a kind old tree. Throw away your troubles, dream a dream with me. Up a lazy river where the robin's song awakes a bright new morning. We can loaf along. Blue skies up above, everyone's in love. Up a lazy river, well, how happy we can be. Up a lazy river with me.
Take it, Harry.
Up a lazy river by the old mill run. The lazy, lazy river in the noonday sun. Linger in the shade of a kind old tree.
Throw away your troubles, dream a dream with me.
Oh. Up a lazy river where the robin's song awakes a bright new morning where we can loaf along. Blue skies up above, everyone's in love. Up a lazy river
happy you could be. But the lazy river we be.
That is.
Where we can overlook
blue skies up above. Everyone's in love. Up a lazy river, how happy you can be.
Up a lazy river, we be.
Thank you, boys. Folks, if you've checked in at your local bank lately, you probably noticed those signs they got posted around telling about the shortage of small change these days. And there is one, too. There's actually a powerful paucity of pennies, nickels, dimes, and quarters lately. Well, I don't know about the pennies, but for the nickels and dimes and quarters, I can tell you where they are. They've all been dropped into the jukeboxes to play the records of our next guest, the singing rage, Miss Patty Page.
I never realized I was the cause of a national shortage, even if it is only the shortage of small change.
Well, Patty, that's the way F.W. Woolworth got his start. Now everybody in the world knows him as J.C. Penney. Well, Patty, you got a song now. What's it going to be tonight?
I'd like to do Would I Love You.
Oh, that's one of your biggest, one of your finest recordings, too.
Oh, for just the chance to love you. Would I love you, love you, love you, to take you in my arms has always been my goal. Sure as there's a moon above you, would I love you, love you, love you, with all my heart and soul. With all my heart and soul, you ask me, would I love you if you let me? Eyes that see your eyes that know, would I love you? What a question when I'm yearning so, oh, for just the chance to love you. Would I love you, love you, love you, to take you in my arms has always been my goal. Sure as there's a moon above you, would I love you, love you, love you, with all my heart and soul. With all my heart and soul, you ask me, would I love you if you let me? Eyes that see your eyes that know, would I love you? What a question when I'm yearning so, oh, for just the chance to love you. Would I love you, love you, love you, with all my heart and soul, with all my heart and soul.
That was real nice, Patty. You know, a lot of people have sung that song in the past year, but I think you sing it right down to the bitter end.
Oh, that's very nice of you to say so, Bing.
You know, I was thinking, Patty, we ought to do a song that was a big hit long, long before this age of specialization, you know, where they have all these polls and the peepman sheet and the reports on the songs and the first 10 and everything. I mean, some tune that swept the country without the aid of the jukebox, no disc jockeys, without even the help of radio, certainly not from television.
Oh, there must be lots of old songs that fit in that category, Bing, but of course, they were before my time.
Well, mine too, thank goodness. I got one here, Patty. This song, according to the information that is available to me, was one of the top-selling songs of all time. It sold over 5 million copies, almost 6 million. Nowadays, a big song, as you probably know, sells around 500,000, so that'll give you an idea how big this song was. It's called Till We Meet Again. It's always a favorite.
Oh, I know that.
Would you tolerate me for a duet thereon? You think you could...
Sure will.
You could endure me? We'll do it then, John.
When the clouds roll by, I'll come to you. Then the sky will seem more blue. Down in Lover's Lane, my dearie, where bells will ring so merrily, every tear will be a memory. So wait and pray each night for me till we meet again.
Patty. I enjoyed that. Now, how about sounding off for Chesterfield? The Mills brothers, Patty Page, everybody gather around. Mills boys, will you open this spirited rotomontade, hey?
Take a tip from the Mills brothers. Smoke the one that tops all others.
From base to middle
to way up high. Here's the one you ought to buy.
Chesterfield.
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 Milder, they're much milder, milder Chesterfield.
That's right.
Now step right in here, Patty Page. Tell the folks which one's the rage.
Well, Bing, there isn't any doubt. Wherever you go, you hear the shout.
Sound off.
For Chesterfield.
Sound off.
For Chesterfield.
Try a pack of Chesterfield. Feels and do it
today.
Thank you, fellas.
Thank you, Patty,
for that up-to-the-minute report on Chesterfield's. Folks, now don't wait around now. Join the millions of smokers who are changing to Chesterfield. Start enjoying the cigarette that's much milder with the added protection of no unpleasant aftertaste.
Chesterfield factories and research laboratories are the newest and best in the industry.
No wonder so many smokers are changing to Chesterfield. How about you? Sound off for Chesterfield and do it today. Here's a song that Louis Armstrong single-handedly made into a hit.
Give me a kiss to build a dream on, and my imagination will thrive upon that kiss. Sweetheart, I ask no more than this, a kiss to build a dream on. Give me a kiss before you leave me, and my imagination will feed my hungry heart. Leave me one thing before we part, a kiss to build a dream on. When I'm alone with my fancies, I'll be with you, weaving romances, making believe that they're true. Give me your lips for just a moment, and my imagination will make that moment live. Give me what you alone can give, a kiss to build a dream on. You give me your lips for just a moment, and my imagination will make that moment live. Give me what you alone can give, a kiss to build a dream on.
Now, my thanks to Patty Page and the Mills Brothers for joining our song safari this evening. Song safari? Oh, well, it's toward the end of the show, you can say. Anyhow, thanks to our guests. I mean that.
Oh, I enjoyed it, Bing. Who's going to be with you next week?
You know who we got, Patty? Our guests are going to be the Bell Sisters. They have a couple of pretty cute records out now. So that gets it for tonight, friends. We'll be around again next Wednesday night. Meanwhile, join your friends and neighbors, try a pack of Chesterfields, and do it today. For the first time, you'll get the cigarette that's much milder with the added protection of no unpleasant aftertaste. Don't forget that added protection. No unpleasant aftertaste is confirmed by a leading research organization.
The Bing Crosby Show, presented by Chesterfield, was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Tune in next week and hear Bing and his guests, the Bell Sisters. Folks, this is Brotherhood Week. Our country is made up of many different races, creeds, and cultures. And once a year, Brotherhood Week reminds us all that our strength and security lies in the unity of all our peoples. Don't let group prejudices be a part of your life. Speak out against prejudice whenever you can. Live the idea of Brotherhood Week throughout the year. Thank you.